now. On the line now, I have Maria Place. Hello, Maria. How are you?
Hello, Noel. How are you?
Okay, tell me your background a little bit. I mean, this survey you're doing, where are you from?
Yes, well, I suppose just the first thing to say, Noel, is that we've just been commissioned by Fingal County Council to carry out this local study on their behalf around the Charlestown, Meadstown area, which basically takes in the neighbourhoods of Maystown, Creston, Charlestown, Melville, Seagrave, Cityside and City Gate. And basically what we've been trying to do over the last couple of weeks is to pull together, first of all, basic statistics from the census 2011 to give a kind of a profile socioeconomically. But more importantly, I suppose, over the coming 2 months, we're trying to call out to statutory services, local groups, residents' associations, clubs, self-organising groups, etc., to get in touch with us so that we can build a livelier profile of the area and see how the Community Development Unit of Fingal County Council, in particular, then can engage better with the local community into the future.
Okay, and when you say engage with them, it's just maybe to do with lack of recreational and social amenities within the areas, because a lot of them are new areas, aren't they, that you've mentioned?
They are. I mean, if you can imagine Fingal back in 2006, the authority area was the fastest growing in the country, population-wise. It slowed down considerably since, I suppose, but still 40% of the population increase for that administration area is there for the city. And I suppose at the moment you have housing stock within the Charlestown Meadstown area of about 2,500 units that have built up over the last 10 to 15 years, some of the much newer developments as well, and you have the population growth. The last count at census 2011 was about 5,700 residents. So it's quite a large built-up area at this stage, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and before we talk any further, give us all the details. It's running on September. So if anyone has any way, can help you in any way, what should they do? You have a phone and email.
Yeah, so what people may have already seen posters going around the place trying to get to the local resident in particular, and they can contact us directly by phone on 085-242-5110. Or they can email us at localresearch1@gmail.com. And if they go on to the Fingal County Council website under their news and press releases section, they'll see a link to a survey, very, very short, multiple choice, 9 questions, and residents and services and amenities can fill this in. And it'll give us a much better idea of what's happening for people around the area.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to collect kind of all that data roughly around the first week of August. And then hopefully towards the end of August, beginning of September, we're going to invite a number of people, residents and organisations, to some focus groups.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll get a much greater understanding maybe of some of the gaps in amenities and services, and as I said, how the Community Development Unit of Fingal County Council can work, I suppose, in a much livelier way with the local residents and local community mm-hmm. there.
I was just looking at the map that you sent me out. I was talking to a solicitor earlier on about buying houses and he was talking about that's very important that people should look about what facilities they have. I mean, one of the most important things, and sometimes because people have a car, they don't think about it. But as I say, looking at the map, it looks like it's in the centre of everything, the three areas. Is there bus routes on these? That's the reason I'm asking, because it looks smack like you're near Poppentree and Balcourus.
In terms of location, it's a smashing location, and it does have, you know, Charlton and shopping centres right beside Fingal Village, it's just down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You have all the support and amenities that Ballymun Centre has to offer. And of course, the services, as you say, it's a funny old area administrative wise because it lies on the boundary there of Fingal and Dublin City Council. And often residents get confused as to which authority or municipal authority they're under. So that can be a bit of a confusion for people. But I think it is well located. There are bus routes, and I suppose from a people getting around, it's kind of slightly above average on the affluent indicator as well. So it suggests that it's, you know, people are working. You know, there's a lot of young families. There's a lot of young couples, again, with the potential for the population to grow there. I mean, as you can imagine, it's very difficult for any local authority, particularly Fingal, with the huge amount of new developments over the last number of years, to try and get a handle on these new spaces. And, you know, particularly the information that we're short on is the local dynamics that turn basic housing development into vibrant communities. So basically, anyone out there taking on any kind of a civic or social leadership role, please get in touch with us and tell us what's happening in and around the area.
Okay, just to finally, we're just looking again at the map. I always get a bit confused when I look at maps because it looks like they're very close together, but really when you get there they're very far apart. Does each area, for instance Meekstown, Charlestown, are they connected very closely, or do they know each other exist? That's the point I'm making.
Well, I suppose there's a different number of entrances and exits in and around that area. Mm-hmm. And as I said, you know, because it is relatively new, there's a good mixture of tenure. And I think when people are busy, you know, they find it harder to create opportunities to know each other.
Yes, indeed.
And I suppose this is a step in the right direction for us to try and maybe bring people closer together, or at least bring information closer to the residents and also the amenities around the area as well.
Mm-hmm. It's strange to get myself into trouble. I've heard of Charlestown, but I hadn't heard of Meekstown. That's why I was asking how close they were in proximity.
Yeah, well, Meekstown, funny enough, is the older name.
I mean, really?
It's just across Margaret's Road, you'll see the old Meekstown cottages there and that. So Meekstown is actually the older name, general name within the area. But yeah, as I said, you have the new developments, Maystown, Creston, Charlestown, Melville, Seagrave, Cityside and Citygate, and they're the neighbourhoods under this study at the moment, you know.
Well, I know that building is on a slowdown now, but is there room there for expansion with either of the places and for the future? In other words, could they expand?
Oh, I'm not sure, and I don't think I'm equipped to even answer.
I'm just wondering, yeah. I just wondering. Anyway.
I'm not as specific for them, but I mean, the area, as I said, it's well placed, it's well situated, airport, M50, the city, you know, it's well situated, but I suppose it's getting in behind, you know, the bricks and mortar and trying to, you know, build on that sense of living in a community rather than living in a new development as such, you know.
And that's the whole idea behind the survey, of course.
That's the whole idea. Yeah. And we really love, we know that there's been a number of people doing things, taking some leadership there over the last while. We know people have arranged, you know, participation in community games. We know there's some self-help and some small residence associations. And I suppose it's to give them the opportunity to avail of more support, if need be, from the local authority as a result of perhaps something like this as well. So,
okay, well, give us the contact details again, please, Maria.
Okay, so as I said, watch out for the posters around the area, and there's a little QR code as well, code also on the posters that will bring you straight to the survey. But you can contact us by phone, ring us or text us, and we will get back to you. And it's 085-242-5110 or by email, localresearch1@gmail.com. And the survey, as I said, if you go to the Fingal County Council website, news and press releases section, you'll see the link there as well to the survey. Please fill in the survey whether you're providing an amenity or you're a local resident. It's a very, very short survey, and hopefully that will give us a greater sense of what people are doing.
Okay, Maria, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and that's going on to running up to the studies we're going on the 20th of September, and I'm sure you're going to get lots of feedback on that, and congratulations to yourself and everyone doing this, and I'd hope to be talking to you in a few months and see how you're getting on. But for the moment, thank you very much, Maria.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.